Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this awesome 20th day of February, which is the second month of the year of 2022. Welcome to the World Wide Web of Smile3E Presents Let's Talk. And wow, we're going to talk about a few things today. So, this is Cecilia, and I'm going to turn the program over to Minister Sheila, so that she can pray for us and share whatever the Lord has given her for us on this morning. And then I'll come back and we'll talk about our message today. It's really about a matter of perspective. Again, a matter of perspective. Minister Sheila?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just want to say thank you, Apostle. Thank you all. And I'm actually getting excused the background noise because yet I am at work and they are busy. I want to give honor to God for blessing us with another day, another birthday, another day to ask him what is on his menu for us today, to bless us through the day and thank him for taking us through the night and to ask him to forgive us for no matter how much we pray and thank him, it's never enough. To glorify and praise him is never enough for the love and the joy and the mercy he has given all unto us. I want to thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Margot McCoy, Dr. Serena Wright, Mother Missionary Evangelist Tony Montgomery and Linda Handy, Reverend Lawrence Seabury, and to all that it is on this earth that God have blessed us with the teachers and the leaders to lead us through his words and help us to understand the way that God's words is meant for us to lead and to live by. But I just want to give honor and thank him and thank him and to ask him to forgive me for yet through the day. Time I wake up till I lay down is still not enough praise and thank you for the blessings he have given me in life. I want to thank the Lord for my sisters, my brothers, my nieces, my nephews, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my cousins, my bloodline family, and also my spiritual family. And to bless this government, to let them know you are here to lead us all, not just some, but all, in the police department to protect all human beings on this life, on this earth, no matter what life we have, no matter what life that we live, you are here to protect us and to help direct us the right way, no matter what your sex is, your creed, your religion, female, black, white, orange, brown, whatever your color is, your race, you are all here to live and to love and to enjoy life that God has given us together. I just want to say, I want to say thank you, and I want to thank you, and I'm going to thank you. And I'm going to ask at this time, because you see we are all busy, if someone can close the program out, just in case I can't. I just want to thank God that I am able to participate in the service through my job and my boss and the employees to give me coverage. But when customers come in, I must continue to work. But I say I want to just thank you and thank you and thank you and bless us all. Back to you, Apostle-elect.
Amen. I'm going to start off with just glorifying God. Hallelujah. Father God, I glorify you. I thank you, God, for all that you've done, all that you will do, all that's manifesting in our lives. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God. My God, my God, my God. I have so much to be grateful for. I'm sure each and every one of you all do as well, but I have so much. I could not tell you all that I have to glorify God for, not even if he gave me another 60 years on this earth. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. I'm going to start off with the scripture for today, which is Romans 8:35 and 39. And at one point today, we'll end up even pulling in verses 31 through 39. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Let's go back to that again. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Again, who? Who? W-H-O. Who? We will definitely get into the rest of the verses, but it says who. Some people will say, well, the one that I read says what? Or the one that I read said this or that. But who, that means what or which person or people. It introduces clarity, meaning that given further information about a person or the people previously mentioned. Once again, who shall separate us? My God. Just ponder on that. Who? And then the verses goes on to say, shall tribulation, but it said who? Or distress, but it said who? Persecution, but it said who? Or famine, but it said who? Or nakedness, it said who? Peril or sword, but it said who? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. But remember, that first verse said, who shall separate us? And then it goes on to say, for I am persuaded that neither death, life, angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, I want you to keep those scriptures in mind and definitely keep in mind the first thing was who. This past week, we've been talking about various things, coverings, intercession. I am. It's been overturned, knowing your assignment. We've laughed about people and their eyelashes being so long that when the wind blows, it covered their whole head, their whole face. It was just various things we laughed about. We even laughed about, some of us, about how one of our cousins, who people wouldn't think about, but he is a laughter source. He is a source of such great joy, and his name is Freddie. Matter of fact, I call him Freddie the comedian. Freddie is so funny until he should have his own podcast. Some of the things that he does or laughs about, many people would say, oh, they're treating him this way or that way. But the reality of it is that Freddie loves the spotlight. Many people think because people have various challenges, whether it's mental or physical, that they don't enjoy the funny and the laughter of things that they do. But to be honest, Freddie does. I remember when we would be with Apostle Sandra and him, and he would do things, and he would just take his hand, and he would put it underneath his lips and the rest of his hand underneath his chin and look at you like, did you just hear or see what I said? You ain't laugh. And then he'd say something else to her. He'd start singing Every Man Should Love a Woman. I mean, he would just come up with stuff. Or he would tell people, oh, my mama's favorite song is. I also thought about how God had gave us opportunities this year in itself to have great sources of wisdom and teaching shared with us. We had teaching on things about failed marriages, selfishness in relationships. We even heard the great dynamic duo of Mother Tony and Minister Ron, who shared tools and things that would help us keep and attain a good foundational marriage and relationship in general, even for those of us who aren't married. We've had information shared with us about family, associates, and more. We've had people tell us about family members that have been recently incarcerated, those that have been recently blessed. We've had them even tell us and call us for help or to ask us for instructions. But you know what's been funny about it is that some of those people that have called us for instructions and help, they preferred to keep on doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different outcome. And I believe we've talked about that as well. And so it's amazed me how someone can say they want this or they want that, but then their behavior and the things that they do show what they really want, which is they don't know what they want. We've had people grieving through various losses, of recent losses, past losses. We've had family members and associates misunderstand even what Emmett Till and Mamie civil rights series is all about. They were so busy concentrating on things that the young man's dad had did and things of that sort until they missed out on the message. How many of us are focusing on the wrong things, and so we're missing out on the message? I'm going to talk about various things before I get into what I'm going to focus on based off of what God has given me. So I was blessed by God to remember that I needed to thank some people, that I needed to let the world know that this is Black History Month in America. But Black history is something that happens throughout our lives. And so I was blessed to celebrate and to recognize, I even wrote it on more on it, but this is the condensed version where I thank God for Annabeth Collins and First Lady Michelle Obama. I thank God for Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila. I thank God for Dr. Wright. I thank God for Minister Margot McCoy. I thank God for Mother Tony and Minister Ron. I thank God for Prophet Antoine. I was able to thank God for Minister Brandon Kaiser, my son. I was able to thank God for Prophetess Katina Richmond McBride. I was able to thank God for Pastor Aziza Morrison and Minister Denise and Elder Tony and Pastor Troy and Minister Lawrence and Pastor Linda Handy and the late Pastor Frederick Thomas and Apostle Sandra Thomas. And I was able to thank God himself for who he is. I was able to thank God for giving us Jesus and the power in the name of Jesus. I was able to thank God for his Holy Spirit that rests and resides on the inside of us, that teaches us what God is saying and what God wants. You know, it's amazing when we realize that the very people that we minister with and that we are working with, friends and family, that they are Black history. Many of us fail to thank God for that person close to us because we feel like they haven't been recognized by the world. Well, let's help the world recognize them. Call out their names. Write their names here and there. Tell people about what they've done for you. Tell people about what they've done for somebody else. Tell people about the message that they've shared with you. Tell people about the things that they've done and said all of your life. I mean, what blesses me is I'll go back to Mother Tony. Mother Tony had even reminded me of something I had forgot. I forgot about how she babysat us. I forgot about how she loved on us even when other people weren't loving on us. I forgot that she was one of our babysitters. Now, come on now. How can somebody have been your babysitter and been as important as she was in our lives, and I forgot? But then I remember that I've forgotten a lot of stuff that some people remember, meaning that the Lord has blessed me to go around the world, but he's also blessed me to be in the combat zone. He's also blessed me to be in a coma and to come out of it. He's also blessed me to meet many people who people will call large or small. God has blessed me so till I realize there's so much and so many people that have been important parts of my life that sometimes I forget the little things that they did. Ah, because they've been very big in my life. I forget the times that they hugged me and said, you know, I miss you. I miss those times that they called me and said, I was just trying to make sure you make it home safely. I miss those times when they crossed the borders of borders of borders to get to me to help me drive home or to help me get home when I was cold to the bone. I miss those times when they were so transparent on the ministry line that it blessed me, it encouraged me. I miss those times when they reminded me, you're not the only one committed that sin. You're not the only one did that, but God forgave me too. Let's get to something that, another thing God blessed me to do. I wrote on Facebook, greetings, Father God. I was thinking about how God, you blessed me for so many years to have a prophetic and apostolic covering of the late Apostle Sandra Thomas. See, Apostle Sandra Thomas was there with me and praying for me with my family and especially my mother who reached me in the red zone. And I think many people don't understand what it takes to have that type of power. And the power was in the name of Jesus and her relationship with him. She wretched, as people would say, or reached me in the combat zone on a phone, a telephone. We have walkie-talkies and many things, but the fact that during that time, my mother was able to reach me in the combat zone. The times that Apostle Sandra Thomas was able to reach me in a emotional or spiritual combat zone. The times when it was my 40th and 50th birthday and the Lord allowed me to go to Israel or Jerusalem, and I was blessed that my son went with me. I didn't go alone. I was blessed to have this apostolic covering that many don't have. Do you know that there's people in ministry, not just the priest, but there's people in ministry that have to worry about their leaders trying to seduce them or even touch them? And nowadays, and it's probably always been this way, but now it's just more visible, you have to worry about that woman preacher that's trying to go with you. Not just the man, but that woman preacher who's trying to go with the women and the man preacher who's trying to go with the man, or vice versa. We have to worry about those people touching our children. But the apostolic covering that I had in Apostle Sandra Thomas, I didn't have to worry about her doing inappropriate things with my son, with my sisters, with anyone. You know why? Because she took her call from God seriously. She took the call of God on her life and our life seriously. She did not use the call of God on her life to pimp or to misuse or abuse the people. What blessed me about Apostle Sandra Thomas, that God let me see with the God in her. If she said something wrong and did something wrong, which she wasn't perfect, she did, she would apologize. Not only would she apologize to you, she would apologize to you before the church. Do you know there's people that don't even apologize to their own children? That is a whole nother message. And we won't go there. Let's read Romans 8, 35, and 39 in a different version. The one we read earlier was the King James Version. Because remember, this is about a matter of perspective. This one says, who, again, who shall ever separate us from the love of Christ? But the examples that they give us is, will tribulation, will distress, will persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? But remember, in the other version, it actually gave other examples. It said nakedness, persecution, famine, nakedness, pearl, and sword. It talked about sword. It talked about pearl, where in this one it talked about the sword, but it talked about danger. So it changed out a word for peril to danger. So what's dangerous to you? Who's dangerous to you? What behavior is dangerous for you? What things have you been listening to? What have you been talking about? What conversations are dangerous to you? What things have you been looking at with your eye gates and listening to with your ear gates that are dangerous to you? Let's go on with the scriptures. For your sake, we are put to death all day long. We are regarded as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain an overwhelming victory through him who loved us so much that he died for us. Now, in this amplified version on how he died for us, we didn't hear about that in the King James Version, but it's a matter of perspective. It's a matter of the version that you need in order to get through the things that you need to get through in life. Isn't it great how God has given us different versions and interpretations? And each one of them can be used for what we need them to be used for. So much that he died for us. Jesus died for us. Let's go on with the scriptures. For I am convinced and continue to be convinced beyond any doubt. This one not only talks about being convinced, but it talks about continuing to be convinced beyond any doubt. So it lets us know that doubt can come. Let's go on with the scriptures. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present and threatenings, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing. This one talks about danger. It talks about Jesus dying for us. This version talks about us being convinced and being furthered convinced, being convinced even more beyond any doubt. And then the scripture goes on to talk about the same thing, nor height, nor depth, no created thing, meaning that things are going to be created. Whether it's the gossip, whether it's the liar, whether it's the false accusations, whether it's the back in the day, like I said, when my mother reached me in the combat zone, there wasn't telephones and things. It was a walkie-talkie that we were using on my side, and my mother was using her phone on her side, which was also connected into a Pentagon type of communication that on her end, she could just talk, but on my end, I had to keep saying over and out. Oh, glory to God. But now we can talk to people via satellite. You know how we used to have those big brick phones, and now we got the texting and all of these things. You remember back in the day with those cell phones, you couldn't text nobody, that big old brick heavy phone. It was heavy. My goodness, was it heavy. But now we can. And the verse goes on to say, will no created thing will be able to separate us from the unlimited love of God. It didn't just say the love of God, but it said the unlimited. I would even go on to say, don't forget that when we talk about the love of God, it's unconditional, remember? It's agape love. So not only is his love unlimited, it's unconditional, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So on this week, a matter of fact, it was yesterday morning, I was driving and I had set my thing up because I had did my homework. And I saw that driving through Cleveland all the way from Maryland would cause me to enter a storm. And so I set my GPS to go around the storm. It would add an hour to my trip, but I wanted to go around the storm. I wanted to avoid, to circumvent the storm. But how many of you know that my GPS calculated and it didn't want me to save, to not save an hour? It wanted me to actually save an hour. It did not want me to circumvent and avoid the storms, and I do say storms because it was multiple ones, in order to get to the point and the place that I was trying to get to. So as it took me through the storms, I realized that sometimes we try to do things to circumvent, to avoid the storms, but God doesn't allow us. He allows us to go through that financial loss. He allows us to go through that job change. He allows us to deal with those microaggressions and inequalities. He allows us to deal with those haters that are hating us based on nothing or something. He allows us to deal with that person on the job that hates you. You've never done anything wrong with them, but they just hate you. He allows you to deal with that family member that has a problem with you for no reason at all. He allows you to deal with that person on the road that's going through road rage. He allows you to deal with that person on your job that knows how to push your buttons. He allows you to deal with that person who you just are so impressed by them. I mean, you value their opinion. They're your mentor. They're your person that you can go to. And yes, those people can be a problem also because you start to put them in a place of idolatry to where they become greater than God. God allows us to deal with those problems and that issue that's not merited, that person that is your child or even that neighbor or even that family member that's disrespectful and rude and or even that criminal that wants to do things or your child that becomes that criminal, that mischievous person, that person that lacks to show you how you're to be appreciated, that person that although you've told them how to handle you, they still want to handle you how they want to handle you. Or better yet, those physical things, those swollen ankles, that back and that knee and that neck pain, that headache, oh my goodness, that sickness, that dis-ease, that thing that you were dealing with grief when you lost that loved one, when you lost that friend, when you lost that spouse, when you lost that child, when you lost out on that relationship, when you lost out on that leadership that everybody else had and that mentorship, when you lost out on those colleagues that passed away or those subordinates that challenge you in every way that they can challenge you, you lost out on having that marriage with that person who would love you unconditionally all the days of your marriage. Why? Because you decided to get married before God told you they was ready for you. So you had 13 years of hostility and unappreciation that you shouldn't have had if you would have just waited those 13 years or that year that God told you that he was preparing them for you. But you said, oh, I can change them. I can do this. I can do that. So you are in a 33-year marriage where only 20 of those years was good. That's a whole nother message too. You're hanging out with people that want to promote you when you work and in their agenda, but you're hanging out with others that want to demote you because they are jealous, they're envious of you, they neglect
to see the God in you. They misunderstand you. They misuse you. They abuse you. They deceive you. They try to trick you. They try to bamboozle you. They even have those situations that they try to put you in to make you look bad. Well, there's other storms in life that we've tried to avoid, those bondages, those self-condemnations, those unforgiveness, those times when we should have had the mind of Christ and we should have told that thing, loose me and let me go. Those times when that person was jealous of you for no reason, you tried to love on them. You tried to show them how much you loved them, how much God told you to love them, but they were still walking in covetousness. They were still having the inability to celebrate you. They were still promoting strife and division. They were still not walking in being a person that dwelled in unity, that person that dwelled and was clothed in the humility of God, that person that was just smeared and covered in the unity and the love of God. I mean, you even had to deal with that person that was so prideful until they took your ideas. That's a whole nother message in itself. Those people that were dealing in such perversion, that they were so self-righteous and they were so this, so suchy-muchy, that they wanted you to succumb to what they believed. They wanted you to say, well, I believe in homosexuality, and if you speak against it, that's like you speaking against you being African-American. How many of you know that when you came out of your mother's womb, you could not say, I want to be this color or that color. I want to be this race or that race. That is a whole nother message. But they want me to say that all of these people and their rights is the same as me being able to come out African-American. The devil is a liar. Now, we have these other storms that we have dealt with where people have been pedophiles or tried to molest us, or we've struggled with pornography or these other things where we've been dealing with people who hate Jesus Christ. So they hate you because you love Jesus Christ, because you speak what the Bible says, not what you say, but what the Bible says. So if you're speaking about something, you must hate them. You must hate their way of life because you said what the Bible says. I trust God. I say what the Bible says. Now you have these others that want to walk around and they want to cause these problems with what you're hearing and all of these statics of what you're hearing. And now you're trying to figure out, did God really say that? I think we heard that in the Bible where God told Adam and Eve what they should and should not do. And then the devil was able to cause Eve to doubt about doubt. Because it says, what shall separate us? And he even talked about God giving us the competence to get past even the very doubt that the enemy would try to bring our way. How many of you know that illiteracy isn't always about what you think or what you say or what you know or what you don't know? Sometimes illiteracy is things that we've learned wrong. My God, I can't get into that right now because it'll take me off on another message, and I need to stay with this right here. We have to ask God to heal us from the illiteracy of being saved. The illiteracy of knowing that his name is above every name, Jesus. Oh, my God, that is, God, you're going to have to bring me back to that because that is powerful. The illiteracy of not having the same mind as Christ. God, please let me not get excited. Let me, this how you want me to teach it, flat-footed, God. Hallelujah. But that illiteracy, Adabasha, hearing and stuttering and having tap tongues in the spirit realm. God, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God. My God, my God. There are terrorists in the spirit realm who want you to imitate the perversion of this world instead of being imitators of Christ. There are people that want you to fear what this world can do to you instead of what God can do, because he has the ability to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, and you would be condemned to damnation. But this world wants you to think about the weapon that can form against you, but it can't prosper. This world wants you to worship what this person said or that person said or this law or that law, when God is saying he is God. So if we would but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all of these things will be added to us. It will be added to us so that we don't have to worry about the wickedness in this world. It will be added to us so we don't have to worry about the sickness and the diseases of this world. If we would let it be added to us, we would know that God said that we may prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. We would know that he said you have not because you ask not. We would know that when the spirit of heaviness comes upon us, that we can lift up a standard by going to God. We can just call on the name of Jesus. We can just bow down, prostrate before him and say, God, I believe, but help thine my unbelief. We can say, but God, this and that is happening. This storm in life is coming my way. Show me how to see you and how great out thou God. God, help me. Oh, God. Don't let Jesus. Let me stick to the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Because, see, there's so many people dealing with heaviness in this world because they've been raped, they've been seduced, they've been the predator, or they've been a victim of the predator. They've been a person that had to deal with incest and discrimination and neglect and incarceration and self-condemnation, self-mutilation and schizophrenia and various biological and chemical imbalances and poverty and bankruptcy and homelessness and unemployment. There's people that have dealt with victimization that took them through the storms in life that they tried to get around, that they tried to go under, that they tried to go over. God, I just want to thank you for every storm that you allowed me to enter, every storm you allowed me to come through, because there was greater on the other side of the storm, my God. Because you allowed me to concentrate on the strength and the power in Jesus' name. You allowed me to refocus and to focus on the things that you told me to declare and decree. Because even the message version talks about, this is going to be me reading, my God, calm me down. God, I just want to thank you. Verses 31 through 39, it says, so what do you think? Did you hear that? What do you think? Cecilia, what do you think? Sheila, what do you think? Margo, what do you think? Renee, what do you think? Troy, what do you think? Dolores, what do you think? Denise, what do you think? Antoine, what do you think? Serena, what do you think? Lawrence, what do you think? Brandon, what do you think? Linda, what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? Anything, it says, anything else. And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? You're one of God's chosen. Who would dare even put a finger? The one who died for us, who raised to life for us, is in the presence of God at this very moment, sticking up for you. And you, and you, and you. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way, no trouble, no hard times, no hatred. It's not even going to be hatred. Not trouble. Not hard times. Not hatred. Not hunger. Not homelessness. Not bullying threats. Not backstabbing. Not even the worst sins listed in Scripture. They kill us in cold blood because they hate you. Talking about Jesus. Talking about God. We're sitting ducks. They pick us off one by one. None of this phases us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced. I am absolutely convinced. That's what the Message version says. It says, I am absolutely convinced that nothing, nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, thinkable or unthinkable, nothing. Oh, wow, thank you. Absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. You need to declare and to decree and to pledge this with me. Let me say that again because I realize I said one of the words wrong. Ah, look at God. You need to declare and decree and pledge with me today that nothing can get in between or separate you, separate us, our focus and our connection to and with God. No who, when, where, how, or why. No, see what happened was. No, I lost. No, I gained. No, he said or she said or they did or they didn't do. No financial, no physical, no emotional, no biological, no systematic, no institutional, no sabotage, no health, no aid, no addiction, no prediction, no word curse, no witchcraft, no demonic thing, no disappointment, no dismay, not even a joy or even riches. Nothing, 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 nothing shall separate us. Take your phones off of mute right now, and I want to hear. God wants to hear. The World Wide Web needs to hear. Everybody needs to know that nothing, nothing demonic, no darts, nothing coming after you, nothing that you heard, nothing that was said, nothing, nothing, nothing shall be able to separate you. Not a trouble, not a hard time, not a hatred, not a hunger, not a homelessness, not a bullying threat, not a backstabbing, not a living thing, not a dead thing, not an angelic thing, not a demonic thing, nothing today, nothing tomorrow, nothing high, nothing low, nothing thinkable, nothing unspeakable, absolutely nothing, no distress, no tribulation, no persecution, no famine, no nakedness, no danger, no sword, nothing can separate you from the love of God, nothing, 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 nothing can separate you because you know the power that God has given you in and through the name of Jesus, because you know that you're more than a conqueror. You know that you have the overwhelming victory in him and through him because he died for you. Nothing, 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 nothing can separate you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Nothing can separate you. Glory to God. Nothing now, nothing later, nothing over here, nothing over there, nothing, 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 nothing. Ah, all of the storms are, you're going to be greater on the other side. You're going to be greater. Your ladder shall be greater than your former. Nothing, 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 nothing shall ever separate you from God. Nothing. Nothing. The enemy has tried to throw the kitchen sink at you. The enemy has tried to throw the shower and the tub at you. The enemy has tried to shove the building in front of you. The enemy has tried to put the mountain. He's tried to push you off a ledge, off a cliff. But nothing, 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 nothing. The snowstorm won't stop you. The thunder and the lightning won't stop. Nothing. My God, nothing, pain, Nothing. That boss, that spouse, that child, that neighbor, nothing. That excommunication, nothing. That financial issue, nothing. That problem child, nothing. My God, nothing shall be able to separate you from your continued confidence in God. Because of the power in the name of Jesus. Because it said, who can separate you? But your who is Jesus that lives on the inside of you, his word. God's Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of you. That's your who. And that's why you're more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. I am a child of God. I am who God said I am. Nothing can separate me or you or us from the love of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I turn it over to if someone can do the announcements, or if you can't, I will definitely do them.
Amen. Saints of God, hallelujah. Praise God for another formative word from Apostle Alexis Pilia Kaiser. Thank you, God, for using your servant. Thank you, God, for giving us the word. Thank you, God, for reminding us and letting us know absolutely nothing. Hallelujah, will separate us from you, from your love that covers us. Hallelujah, that cushions us, that surrounds us as we go through, because we must go through. Hallelujah, for we're not alone. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. Thank you for your servant, for your humble servant, for your faithful servant who ministers to us continuously about your love. Thank you, God. Strengthen her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meet her at her point of need, whatever her situation, the circumstances that she has before you, God. Just let her know absolutely nothing is too hard for you. Absolutely nothing is too big for you. Absolutely nothing is too small for you, God. Hallelujah. And you said you have no respect of person. So each person listening, each person who will listen, know God is with you. God is for you. Nothing, hallelujah, can defeat you. In Jesus' name we pray and give him the thanks. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If there's anyone else that has words that they would like to say today, any word, any encouragement, any testimony, anything that you want to say, the lines are open. Please.
Hello, this is Minister Sylvia. I just want to say amen, 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 amen. Nothing. Amen.
Well, yes and amen. Because that's what we say about God's word. Yes, and amen. Thank you so much, Minister Renee. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, Minister Sylvia. We want to give you your correct title. In Jesus' name, thank God for all those who are listening and will listen. And we just, again, want to say that one of the things that hit me about this before I will end with our messages is that when Apostle Elect was reading from the Message Version, and she would say that we would pledge, we should pledge these things. And it made me think about growing up. We would have to say the pledge every morning in school. We pledge allegiance. And it made me think we should be pledging allegiance every morning of our lives to our one and only God. As we open our eyes, we should be pledging our allegiance to him because of his love for us, because of the plans he has for us, because of everything he's put in place for us, that even as we go through the storm, we are not alone. So praise God. Praise God for that wonderful message on today. So we asking everyone who is listening and those who will listen to remember that this ministry, Forged Through Love, is available to you and for you on multiple occasions during our week. Every Sunday, of course, we have Blog Talk where we are listening to our Apostle-elect, Cecilia Kaiser, and, of course, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and we're awaiting the return of Minister Brandon Kaiser to this format, which is every Sunday through Blog Talk Radio at 9:30 Central Standard Time. On Mondays, continues with our Sylvia Kaiser Wright, who is the host, who gives us many different speakers to provide information, details, strength, knowledge, all kinds of things to help us in this Christian walk. And that's on Monday night. That airs at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And this Monday, if God is willing, and he says, I, Minister Margo McCoy, will be the speaker on Iron Sharpening Iron. And then every Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is Blog Talk as well as Facebook, Minister Renee Kaiser and Minister, Prophet. Okay. I'm sorry, I haven't done this before, but anyway, our Prophet Anton Thomas is also speaker. So they switch off Fridays. This Friday, if memory serves, Prophet Anton should be with us, and we want to keep him in prayer. There was some type of incident this week, and so we'll just be praying that God will continue to bless him and heal him, and he will come forward on Friday if the Lord says the same. If not, then, of course, Minister Sylvia will be with us, as she is such a faithful servant to this ministry. And so we will end with our foundational scripture found in Matthew 6, the 33rd verse. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I thank God for the opportunity to be part of this ministry, and I will ask Apostle if she would like to pray us out.
Amen, amen, yes, ma'am. I'm going to pray us out in a different way. So I ask you all to be mindful of something that Minister Margo had said about pledging our allegiance to God. So hear this. I pledge allegiance to the one and only true and living God, of America. For even our money says, in God we will trust. I pledge allegiance, for he is visible, and his liberty and his justice and his love for us is unconditional. I pledge allegiance to the one and only true and living God that is today, tomorrow, and forever. I not only pledge allegiance, but I declare and decree that nothing shall ever persuade me to doubt and to leave or to turn away from my God. And I pledge this allegiance under the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. Because I know that no word that is spoken can return unto him void. And I pledge this allegiance for each and every one of us. For God is God. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, hold on a minute. I need to get this thing to play, and it's just our music to go out. I guess they said, you won't be pledging allegiance and playing no Quiet Storm. But here's A Quiet Place by Pastor Troy Thomas. Bye-bye. See you on tomorrow when we will hear the dynamic Minister Margot McCoy share the word of God with us.